Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we're going to talk about the matchups we're looking at this weekend a little bit more in depth at the Benz. But I don't know if you guys have seen what Rodrigo Blankenship has been up to. Have you paid attention to his social media at all?
Oh, God, no. Is he angling for a job?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, but
I respect it.
It's interesting. He is recreating all the kicks in the NFL that didn't work out. So he's showing that he can do them every week until he gets another tryout.
That's a good game plan.
Yeah.
That's a good game plan.
I know we signed Devin Sauls to the practice squad, but it is interesting because I know a lot of people were bringing him up a few weeks ago when we were having issues with Koo.
Yeah.
Will he get a call off this, in your opinion, Mike?
Off of that? I don't know. I've actually seen people that do this before, and it's like there was a guy a couple years ago who was a college player and like camped outside of like, I don't remember, some team's headquarters where he was like, I'm going to be here every day until I get a tryout.
Yeah.
And it was like, had a sign, like, I played in college. I can do this. I can do that. I don't even remember what position he played. It could have been a kicker.
Right.
But it was like, I'm going to camp out. And I don't remember if it ever worked out for him or not. And like, it was just like, okay, cool. I respect that. That's one way to get, you know, get a look. And I'm sure that, you know, 20 years from now, maybe we're talking about a movie written about this guy. But I don't know. Odds are probably not. So we'll see what happens. But I think, look, I don't think anybody's not rooting for Hot Rod. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, do what you do, buddy.
If anything, he could turn into like a little influencer with the things he's doing on social media. There's two avenues here.
There you go.
Mike, let me ask you a question real quick. What would it take? So you said him recreating these kicks that didn't work out in the NFL. You don't think he's going to get a call off that. What would it take for him to get a call? Because I know we talked about him earlier because he's the one that had the injury, right? And so once you kind of get labeled as a kicker who's injured, it's hard for you to get that call. So what is it going to take for him to get that call?
I don't know. And it's something Drew Butler's actually the one that said that to me about once you get labeled as a guy that had surgery, it's hard to get those tryouts because there's like kicking is one of those things that people are so good at. You know what I mean? And and I say so good at, boy, that sounds really bad when you look at the situation we've been with the Atlanta Falcons, but it's such a finite group. So yeah, we brought in what, 11 kickers last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the number was yesterday, but it's hard to kind of get in that, you know, that traveling circus as Drew called it last week. So I'm sure it'll come at some point. There will be, I mean, Youngway just got signed, right?
And right.
He said we'll talk about that later. But once he gets the call, he needs to nail like every single kick in the trial.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure he will. He's a very good kicker. So we'll see how it all turns out.
And, you know, the other caveat to this is like it's all perfectly acclimated to him when he's making these social media videos.
Right, exactly.
Like he's not going to post one that doesn't go in.
Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I wouldn't either. Oh, shank that one.
Just real quick. So if, let's say, Sauls doesn't work out, Parker Romo continues to struggle, should the Falcons' next call be to old Hot Rod?
I doubt it will. And
why don't they just go get
that?
A guy that can kick? Why does it always have to be a Georgia guy? Why do we do this? This drives me absolutely bat neck crud. I'm just lose my mind. All right, he was really good at Georgia. Well, he's been the same guy that you wanted cut here. You hated Youngway Koo at the end. You turned on him. So we don't need to bring in just a guy because he played at Georgia and the fan base likes his glasses. How about we get a guy who can put the ball through the uprights almost 90% of the time? Go find that guy. I don't give a damn where he played college football. I don't care. We don't. I hate this thing with this fan base, and I think all fan bases do it, where he has to play. Well, if he went to Georgia, he's automatically better because I remember him. Well, he sucked in the NFL. That's why he doesn't have a team. I don't care what he did in the XFL. If he was anybody else and he was playing in the XFL, you would think he is, a retread and garbage. But because he played at Georgia 8 years ago, he's, you know, this be-all, end-all. It's ridiculous. Go get a guy that can kick. Who cares where he played college football?
I am with you on that. Like, I don't care where he played college football. I think the social media aspect is funny.
Yes.
I think it's interesting.
Yes.
You know what
That's
I mean?
That's funny,
going
but...
it, going about it that way.
You know, I'm with you. That's cool. And I don't have anything against Hot Rod, but the fans only bring him up because he played at Georgia. They refuse to acknowledge the failures he's had in the NFL. And that's what drives me nuts about it. I mean, it just makes me lose my mind. Like, that, oh, do we ignore his failures because, well, we liked him at Georgia. His glasses were cool.
Well, at this point, the Falcons have signed Ben Sauls to the practice squad and, of course, Parker Romo. We still have yet to see what's going to be happening this weekend. Now, earlier we talked about Terry McLaurin's unknown status for Sunday. Kind of puts a twist on the matchup for this game coming up at the Benz. Let's go positive this time around. What matchups do you think will favor the Falcons when it comes to our defense taking on the Commanders' offense?
Well, you know, I think that when you look at that, if he is out, and, you know, we're going to have names come up like Luke McCaffrey, who, you know, a few catches last week, scored a touchdown. I think that's, you know, a nice thing for them to be able to put him in. You know, Chris Moore, another name that's thrown around there. I don't think Noah Brown played last week. I think Noah Brown was inactive and is also injured. That's a name that's kind of been kicked around. I think he came over from the Texans, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So I was impressed. And Bo, I think you'll probably echo this because we've both kind of been diving into the film. I was actually impressed with how our secondary played last week, given everything else that was going on. You know, and it's not like, and you brought up Tetero McMillan. You know, Xavier Leggett was not active last week, but I thought just for the most part, down A.J. Terrell, that our defense back in the secondary played a pretty good brand of football. Xavier Watts a couple of times was off balance, but, man, I think they kept everything in front of them for the most part and did a nice job on the back end.
Yeah, the biggest play of the game was for them offensively, I feel like, was that fourth down play on, I believe, the opening drive where – they basically use Mike a rub route to free up Tetaroa McMillan, and he kind of starts on the inside right of a little three man bunch, so to speak, and they use basically he runs around and it's basically a rub route, and Watts kind of gets caught in the wash in that and inside, and almost McMillan kind of used it to float up almost like a wheel route, so to speak.
Yeah,
down the sideline, yeah. And Watts just got lost in it. That was the big play. I mean, D. Alford kind of manned up Tetaroa McMillan a lot. And if you think about it, you take away that catch. I think D. Alford gave up two catches, and I know that McMillan was targeted eight times. So I agree with you. I know that they used an extra tackle 19 times last week. At least that's Trent Scott, their backup left tackle's snap count percentage. So they might have used that many. So that they're going to try to run the football.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, offensively, if Mariota's the quarterback, and maybe even if Jaden Daniels is, depending on what, you know, depending on the health of him, they're going to – I mean, they ran for 200 yards last week.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know this, too, and this is something I've been kind of mulling over in my head. If Jaden Daniels just does come back, but he's, you know, he's coming off an injury, the way that they utilize Marcus Mariota – a week ago in the run game, I would not be surprised if Mariota is still a part of this game plan. If he still comes in on like certain second downs, maybe they do bring in that extra tackle. Maybe there is some kind of heavy run set or an unbalanced formation, and you are running some kind of, you know, quarterback counter off of a speed sweep action. I wouldn't be shocked about that at all. As a matter of fact, I wish in my heart of hearts that we did stuff like that offensively. And you know, I talked about Zach Robinson the last couple of days. I'm not impressed. I don't see it. We don't have depth to our offense. You want to talk about adding depth, it's having a piece like Marcus Mariota that you don't have to ask to throw the football, and they can come in and run plays like that on first down, second down, and keep you in really good situations. They trust him, and I think there's something beautiful about the way that they're able to attack other defenses when he's part of the game plan. So I'll be curious to see how they go about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's kind of a battle of the Titans when you look at it as far as they're averaging. Now they ran for 200 last week, so maybe this number is a little bit inflated based on you know, what they didn't do against the Packers and how much they did last week. But they're the second-best run offense right now at 157 yards, and you're the 10th-best run defense. You're allowing only 96. So it's going to be one of the situations where you're going to clamp down. Based on numbers and passing yards allowed, you talk about the secondary earlier, they only allowed 131 yards a game. That's the best in the NFL. Yeah. And if you want to really get down to it, the yards per completion is under 5 yards right now. So that tells you that this defense has done a pretty good job of keeping things in front of them and kind of limiting that. So, you know, that's where it is. Now, I agree with you when you look some of these exotic looks that Washington was able to transition to in just a week because of Marcus Mariota. It begs to differ where are some of ours. And I just think, you know, the more and more I was talking to somebody on Twitter that you look at our offense, there's so many things that aren't clicking that it is really amplifying maybe some of the vanilliness that we've ran out there with. You know, you take all of those little mess ups where the wide receiver's not running the right routes. I know Arch was talking about it yesterday on Dukes and Bell. And it just all kind of sums up, like we talked about again, when two guys run in the same area and one of them is supposed to run an out-breaking route, like a sideline route, and that's where the ball goes. There's something not right with the wide receiver group. The lack of urgency in these routes. We saw it in Minnesota, the lack of urgency that they're running the routes with and precision. There's something not clicking. So, you know, with Zach being down there and everything, maybe that'll help. And with maybe a change, maybe look, sometimes when you make a change, it shakes up a whole room, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, in the term that I've seen kind of kicked around from some people, I want to address this too, is that they think that Ike being fired was scapegoating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it that way. I don't understand the thought that it's a scapegoat firing of Ike Hilliard. And here's why. Scapegoating to me would be like if Arthur Blank is the one that said Ike Hilliard needed to be fired. I'm not going to fire the head coach of the OC, but I'm going to fire somebody. And so somebody's got to go, and I'm going to fire somebody. That, to me, that's scapegoating. To me, and this is not to like try to get on Raheem Morris's bandwagon. I think we've all kind of said that if this doesn't get better, he needs to go. But Raheem Morris, after 3 weeks, having the stones – to make a move like that, to me, is a good thing. This is him giving the wide receiver group and the entire offense and putting people on notice going, what's happening isn't good enough, all right? And I think that so many times, if they had gone back with the same coaching staff and the same players next week and the same thing happened, it'd be like, you know, this is the definition of insanity. We keep doing the same things, thinking it's going to change. He actually did change something, and that's why I don't think it's scapegoating. That's why I don't understand the use of that term.
Well, I think that's a term that a lot in the media try to throw out there because it sounds like they're being tough on the head coach, and they're there, I'm going to use these big terms and tell you why I know more because I'm smarter than you. But the reality is I have no clue what's happening on the field and most likely internally with the team. So that's the route I go to kind of play it safe because I'm betting on the fact that this team ain't going to get it right. That's what scapegoating means when I hear a lot in the media throw that out there. Maybe some of those guys should watch the game sober and they might know what's happening. What I would say, though, is that we got mad at him last year for allowing Jimmy Lake to continue when we knew it was a problem. When we knew, why are the DBs playing 10 yards off and they're just pitching and catching it down the field? We can't be mad that he fixes that and makes a move early and then say, well, he's scapegoating. We can't have it both ways.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, I have seen the feedback. Everyone's appreciating that they're acknowledging something needed to change.
Yeah.
Don't forget this Thursday, we're going to have a special broadcast of Dukes and Bell live from Loyal Tavern in Roswell. We're going to be setting the stage for Thursday night football and looking ahead to all the big college and professional games this weekend. That's Dukes and Bell Thursday from 2 to 6 at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. Coming up, Mike Gundy has been fired. We're going to talk about that. Preview week 5 in college football. And we've got my Mac drop. We all learned our ABCs through song. Now we can learn the NFL coaches through song. It's not AI. Whoever didn't like that. It's not AI. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.